Okay, so spirit people come to me in two ways. They're going to give me pictures, which is why I work with my eyes closed, and they're going to give me feelings. It's important to know that if a spirit person comes through with a feeling, the cause of their passing, or a significant stressor that they had physically or emotionally, they're not still suffering from it. It's just how they're going to identify themselves. I'm going to begin. I always seem to begin back in this corner of the church. I have a name like Robin or Robert. I think it's Robin. Robin, Robbie, something like this. I have a woman here who's giving me a feeling. Now, that also may be connected to a name who she knows who is alive. So I'm going to set her name aside for a moment. But I have a woman here in the spirit world who gives me the feeling of being an adult. She's probably, maybe she's 40. I don't even know if it's she's quite this old. I have this feeling of deep unconsciousness before passing. This is somebody who fought off and on for something over a period of time. And so by the time that her life, physical life ends, she's in a deep state of unconsciousness. So I feel really coma or even a medically induced coma where there is just a deep, deep disconnect from physical interaction. You know who this lady is back here? You connect with her. It may be there's a degenerative sort of disease that's connected with her that may be something like MS or something like this, where she is something that it's not a surprise. So this isn't something that is acute, but rather a chronic condition that she's dealt with for a period of time, which ultimately she succumbs to. Anybody connect with her in the back here? Does anybody have a connection with the name Robin or Robbie over here? Do you know who this in the spirit world?
Her spirit is dead. She is still living.
Okay. All right. So I think I may be making a connection here with you. So is she not an old lady, but someone who's in the middle of her life? Okay. And so maybe this is what the spirit is trying to communicate, this deep state of is she unconscious? Or in that coma-like state? You don't have to answer that. I don't want to mean to draw anything personal out of you. But I think this is probably the reference that we're making. Is there somebody... May I come to you?
Yes.
I forgot I'm supposed to ask that. I usually just barge right in and say, I have someone for you. Do you know somebody in the spirit world who was a swimmer or who really loved to swim, may have been enjoyed swimming and a regular part of their... the therapy or a regular part of their athletic program? I feel like this is someone who swims lanes or who swims, who tries to achieve certain goals in swimming and isn't just playing in the water. Does that make sense for you? Okay. And that person's in the spirit world. Is that person connected with Robin?
No.
Okay. Well, I want to bring you a message from this person anyway. So this... And this person may be representing people who know Robin. I don't know why I'm getting this information, but I am. Here's what comes connected to this. And this person is going to use the metaphor of swimming, and spirit people frequently do this. They'll give something about themselves and then extend it into the way that they want me to convey. So for those who are surrounding Robin or who may be caring for her here, there's this message of hope. I don't really understand this, so I'm just going to kind of carry on, and the spirit will correct me if I misspeak. So I'm being shown specifically like the medium of water being something that's weightless, something that's comfortable, or even the most... uncomfortable aches and pains can be worked through. So there is this state of being, this state of weightlessness, this state of comfort that they're kind of surrounding. And also the combination with that and the drive. Like there is a measured amount that we have to swim, perhaps. This is the way. I'm not saying that right. Well, tell me a different way. Are you Scandinavian?
No.
I'm asking because this person is showing me like the Vikings and this kind of these natural gods and these sort of rune stones and these old archaic kind of. Does that have any meaning for you?
Yes.
Okay. I feel that I don't quite grasp this message, so I'm going to say the Spirit is helping me by just kind of bringing up these things and to say that it feels very hopeful for me. It feels as though I have gone from maybe believing in one God and what I can see to a more archaic Scandinavian type of belief where there is God in the thunder and there's God in the water and there's God everywhere, and so I'm never alone, and that's I think the feeling that the Spirit is trying to convey for those who may be for Robin or those maybe who are around her interacting with her, trying to interact with her or care for her. So there's a crew of people in the spirit world who are using their influence and their ability to uplift us like this around her. I want to talk about somebody who is giving me a feeling that my heart has torn. And I'm not talking about emotionally. I feel like a valve or an artery or something where the organ of my heart has kind of ripped. I feel like there is something has torn away, ripped away like a valve, or there's a physical problem with a part of the heart. So I'm not talking about a heart attack, but somebody who maybe bled inside because the artery or the vein kind of the valve disconnected from what it's supposed to do. Can anybody connect with this? Okay. This person's in the spirit world, I mean. Okay. Do you have also somebody, or this may be the same person, may I come to you?
Yeah.
Always forget that. So if you don't want me to come to you, just go like this. And I'll pretend I'm talking to somebody else. I also feel like I'm seeing kind of brain scans, like MRIs, and being shown activity in the brain. We have somebody who is, and this, I think I'm talking about a different person, a different, okay. Is that person still here? Right, okay, because when a spirit person points like this, they're going, I want to talk about that person. So this spirit person whose heart was torn, okay, yeah, that's the feeling like bleeding inside, something kind of broke through that wasn't supposed to be. That person, that spirit person is aware of who is going through this kind of stuff alive and is all sending a lot of healing and sending a lot of standing side by side. Do you sing? Do you sing? Yes.
I still like run karaoke shows. I wasn't a real good singer, but I still like constantly.
Is there singing around this person who is doing who's having the brain work? Here's one. Okay, here's why I'm not a medical medium and I'm not prescribing or diagnosing, but the Spirit is telling me that music, singing, changes the brain way. I don't know if this does happen, but changes the way the brain works and would be a great benefit for that person, not only as far as comfort goes, but as far as healing goes, if that's in any part of the body, not just in the brain. Do you have someone who had peacocks when they were alive? Is there someone over here who had peacocks?
I have peacock feathers.
You have peacock feathers?
Okay. Yeah,
did you just move them or look at them or flap them or something? They're just sort of going like this around you with peacock feathers. There's one. I'm not sure what the peacock may just be in a connection to you to say this is what I know about you as additional evidence for you. But if I may also jump over to you two ladies, is that possible? Possibly, if it's okay, just give me a nod. Okay. So I think I also have some. Do you have peacocks? Do you associate them with a certain person in the spirit world, or is there someone who had peacocks that is connected to you in the spirit world?
My
okay. I see also a Navy submarine, so I want to talk about, was he in the Navy? Okay, that doesn't mean he's not here. Do you have somebody connected to you who was in the Navy or who was not necessarily in the submarine, but this is a symbol for me of the Navy, of service? The Navy. For you? Okay, so I think I'm also going to leap back here. But was your husband in the Navy?
No, my grandson.
Okay. Navy. So keep, I don't know where the peacock feathers tie in, but somebody's going like this with them, and that's maybe a spirit people who have things in common will often come in at the same time and sort of ride the wave together. Okay, let me give you more evidence of this man, and some will belong to you, perhaps, and some will belong to you. I'm being shown a note that's sort of written and folded. So I want to talk about either something handwritten that was written by this person that you have recently come across. So it would be something that you found since his passing, or it can be something that he's read that you wrote since his passing. This is something that's discovered after he's gone over to the spirit world. So I feel like I see something handwritten and folded. So it's like a note or some other handwritten, either about him that he has read from the spirit world. Does this make sense to either one of you? Okay. You give him a note after he passed? Okay, you still find them. Okay, so he's reading them with you. So he likes that you find them and you open them and read them, because he kind of, blends his energy in with yours. Okay, I'm going to talk about, I'm still maybe still in this area here, I want to talk about a spirit who's coming through. What part of the brain is that? I don't know. I'm being shown the organ of the brain, but I'm being shown a cross-section of it now. So I'm looking at a very specific section of the brain. Pituitary gland, hippocampus. Something like this, like it's inside the brain, and I feel like I can see, I'm being shown sort of exactly where, like right in the middle. So there is someone who may have had brain surgery, or for someone for whom one of the very basic functions of the brain, one that can be specifically, so I'm not talking about the mind, I'm specifically talking about an identifiable part of a brain where that has gone. Is there somebody here who had a pituitary problem who's in the spirit world? A problem either with the pituitary glands or with the hippocampus, where a part of the brain is atrophied or shrinks? Is there somebody in the spirit world who studied the brain connected to somebody here? I really feel like I'm looking at a brain that's been, I'm seeing a cross-section of it. So I want to talk about a function, somebody either who has identified a part of the brain that isn't functioning, or whose job it is to identify those parts of the brain. Does that make any sense to anybody over here? Someone show me something different. Let me work a little harder at this. I have a man in the spirit world, and he is a... I feel as though he left money to a church when he passed. There may even be a bench or a window or something that has his name on it, because he's showing me like a stained glass window. So literally maybe this, or maybe representative of leaving money to a church. So he was active in the church. I don't think this is a temple, so I feel like I'm talking about a Christian church. And he gives me the feeling of having a nice, healthy head of hair when he passes. He's maybe 65, 70, he's retirement age. This is a man of who intellectualizes his passing. Like he's philosophical and he's able to intellectualize his passing. He's tall and healthy in every way, except for what may be going on with his brain. And I feel that when he gets information about the way that his brain is going to, or the part of his brain that is going to perish, that he educates himself as much as he can about it, so he's intimately familiar with sort of what's happening with his brain as it begins to fail. Can anybody connect with this? Can you connect with this? He dies jogging. So I feel like he's a regular jogger, and he either dies after coming in from a jog, or I don't think he's dying, right after jogging, or right around, like he's in his jogging clothes. So it doesn't make sense. It doesn't connect with anybody.
I know my friend's husband died jogging. He was 52 years old. He ran marathons, and he was practicing.
Quite a while ago. Do you know what? Did he have something with his brain that he was aware of?
I don't know. I don't know if they found out exactly what happened.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give a message from him anyway. So it may be something that's relevant for you, Adele. Well, it's probably relevant for all of us. Or if you're... It may be an indication that you're going to run into this person again, even if you haven't seen that family for a long period of time. Okay. This is what he's talking about. So I feel that the best way that he had an understanding of disease, or the way his brain was working, was that he really learned and educated himself. He studied as much about the human body and how a disease might affect him. So he's talking about education, about really studying and learning what's going wrong with us, but also at the same time saying that this is... In some ways it's empowering, but in other ways it's perpetuating. So I don't know if she is beginning to struggle with something physically and start to give a lot of thought to it, or start to educate herself about it, which is a good thing. But he wants to draw a very fine line between giving it so much attention and so much thought and analysis that it expands that experience. So he's And you probably won't be able to say this. I couldn't imagine how I would say it, but I feel like he wants to say to us, if we have something that's wrong with us, to learn about it, but then to learn and look past it in ourselves, so that we don't feed it with our attention. Does anybody know the last name? Walsh? The man with the aneurysm. Okay, well, I have Walsh. Someone's showing me the last name Walsh here. That was his mother?
The woman who raised him. Okay. I knew her as my grandmother Walsh.
Okay. And you also have Walsh in the spirit world? And you do too? Okay. So I'm going to talk about what I have here. Some will belong to you, some will belong to you, and of course part of it will belong to all of us. I don't know what this means, but I want to say from first name, last name, Walsh, carry on. So I feel that there is a real direct message to keep going, to carry on. And maybe this is vague and generic like this because it applies differently to each of you, but I feel that this person or these people are saying, just keep going, keep living, keep getting up and keep living, because it's just something that needs to be gotten through. So carry on. That's just show up and keep going. So it's meant to be encouraging. I also feel like there is put the sword away. So I see a sword being sheathed, which is, you know, to stop quarreling or stop fighting. And whether that is instructions or maybe whoever Walsh, saying, I'm helping you put the sword away. So don't, you know, there's no need to quarrel or there's no need to argue or fight, but because it's not helping. Sometimes it does to argue and push for, but in this case, the sword is being sheathed. I know I have one more minute, so let me finish here. I don't know astrology. Who is Cancer? What month is that?
June, July.
I'm being shown the Cancer, the crab, with a birthday gift. So does somebody in your family have a birthday in that month? Do you? Okay, so happy birthday from that Walsh person to whose birthday it will be in that astrological sign. Does that make sense for you too? Okay, I'm done. Thank you, everybody.